All right, we're here. I had to get right with the Lord first. Fun little behind the scenes fact about the Naturals pod. I'm almost always wearing the chain. I have not worn it a couple times and disastrous things have happened, so I may not be superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
You feel that every time you've really not worn that, we've had a bad episode?
So, more BTS. The guest that we had, Anthony Horde, which he will probably be coming back on at some point. Yeah,
plan to.
During this year, when he came to record, he came into Las Vegas for a few days and had other things going on. So he gave us a window to record the episode. We record one, which was a good episode.
I'd say it's solid.
And then what was the issue that we had?
Panic struck, dude. So one of the chips, there was an error with the chip. So if anyone that's, again, this is going to bore certain people, but people that love like video editing, the behind the scenes stuff, the chip errored. So once the chip errs, then you cannot get the programs or the video off the chip. So basically what we recorded, we only had the shot of me and Anthony, but I didn't have a camera shot on you. So basically I would have had to show.
Continue.
When the pen hit you back. I would have had to show like a picture of you or something every time you talked or panned over.
Yeah,
like
it's chalked. That would be
trash. Yeah, I can't do that. So I was like, oh, and then I had to look at you and go, oh, we don't have an episode. Yeah. And he was the most classiest, coolest dude ever. And he's like, let's run it back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I love that. Cause me and him were kind of down. And then there's nothing better than when you run it back. And then the episode ended up being a banger. And
yeah.
Better
than the first one. The one that was posted popped off.
And Anthony's a good dude. So shout out to Anthony for doing that.
You always worry though. Like, do you ever, when you're at work and you got some paper trash, maybe you're shooting some baskets at the wastebasket. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Do you make little mental bets with yourself? Like, if I make this one, Charlize Theron will be at my house tonight.
Yeah, I've done that. If I make this one,
I'm going to hit the mega bucks. Things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, yeah. I thought I was alone on that. That's funny. I do that all
but
the time.
But the problem is you miss some of those shots.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to wonder.
Do you think the
wonder,
dream's over?
Or did I just curse myself to something horrible? Was there a flip side to the coin?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, dude, you're cursed now, or like the dream for sure never could happen because you missed the shot?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But the point that I'm getting at is usually when you have to re-roll it, because we have had to do that a couple times in the past, and typically it's because the first one was not good. So you're already going into the next thing with bad energy.
Yeah.
People, if you are taking multiple attempts at something and you fail at the first one, you are at a crossroads. You can either decide that your whole life is shambles and the world is over, or you lock in. You do the opposite of that and you say, I'm going to fucking hit it.
But I think you should log in, because if you're thinking it's going to be the end of the world, then you're just going to crash out and it's going to be even worse than the first one.
Or maybe not. You know, you iced yourself by missing the first one. And now on the second one, redemption.
Well, yeah, when you lock in. But the other first thing you said was that the world's ending, because if you think the world's ending, then you're going to be like, oh,
I'm just
fuck.
Saying you're in a state of emotions.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm saying the side of there's been times where I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do this again right now, because I'm like, I feel like the air is so sucked out of the room. And this has happened almost like so small amount of times. But I'm just like, oh, this is rough.
Yeah. And just life in general, especially have to do it.
Yeah. When you already failed at something and you kind of feel like dejected and you're like, oh, fuck, I don't know if I want to try again. Like, there's certain things I feel like everybody has that where you, like, you thought you wanted to do it, but then you're like, nah, not really what I want to do.
So many people in their lifetime were the kid in a gym class where they had you doing some kind of obscure shit. Perhaps it was hula hooping. And in your mind, you're already going, I'm going to suck at this. I've never hula hooped a day in my life. I got small hips. I have no rhythm or motion. So anyways, it's hard to run it back twice. That's why we keep our talismans.
Were
you
good at hula hooping?
Rituals. No.
Oh, okay. No, I thought there was more to that. I was just
no. I think one of the big like embarrassing things that happened is they did a line dancing event.
Oh,
and
no,
they taught us all line dancing
already. Oh, Yeah. That's my nightmare. That's my hell.
You
dude.
Lose your place. Oh. You lose your step you like mid dance. You're like, oh shit. You start running into other people. The worst. Then you're angry. Then you're like, I want to get off of this fucking dance floor.
You bump into people.
Oh yeah. Well, because it's line dancing. You haven't seen... This shit is super popular. You haven't seen all the country clubs and you went to Revolver and Stoney's.
But I just don't give a shit about that and I've never done it. I didn't know it was... I knew it's like a choreographed thing, but I didn't know if you fuck up, you could be like eating shit into people because they're like, hey, you fucking idiot, get the dance right. So now you feel 10 times worse.
It stands to reason that... you're going to run into somebody, especially with those, because they have all kinds of like sidestep, heel clap, yeehaw, spin, pirouette.
It's not for me. I'm sorry, dude. Not for me.
That used to always make me so mad when we were younger, is the guys that were the fake cowboys.
Oh, and you know so that many. Some they're of them
actually got
here.
Some pussy off of that. Oh,
dude, they dress in the boots and the cowboy hat, dude. They live in a fucking apartment, third story, you know what I'm saying? They don't even have a fucking backyard.
I worked with multiple people at Lowe's that fit that description.
fucking dumb.
But got the cowboy hats and boots.
I hate that
fucking
shit.
Boot scoot boogie.
Yeah. Whatever.
There's this one guy. He's one of those people on Instagram where their comment section is just filled with hate. He has no fans. He has people that show up to routinely shit on him. And you know what? I think it's fair because I don't know.
He's getting probably like, paid for that, though. That's what's crazy. But how much of that can you endure? Do you think he just posts and just ignores it? Has that power? Like, he just really...
Probably. I mean, his shit is pretty big. I don't know if he is monetizing in any way. I fucking hate that coordinated dancing garbage.
Yeah. Same.
So, do you have any superstitions? Are you superstitious about anything? Do you have any rituals you would say that you'd do something? Perhaps like when you used to play poker... or with magic, let us in.
Yeah.
Crack the mind. But also look at shaved Derek and tell me that this isn't the Derek that would walk through the door while bearded Derek is sitting on the couch and we do the Spider-Man thing. if you were cloned, this would be cloned Derek.
Oh, really?
For sure.
You don't like it?
Is this, I don't know. The beard makes it more real to me.
Really? The beard's fucking you up? Okay, well, chime in. Do I look better with a beard or with a clean shaven face? I honestly just usually do it out of necessity, man. Because I'm over it.
You don't have a fat head like me. If I had a chin like yours, if I had a jaw structure like yours, I'd shave the beard. But I need the beard.
Thanks, buddy. So when I played poker, I had like a couple things, dude. But I mean, I had more like kind of growing up, because you always hear like funny ones that I'll get into in a second. But poker, nothing too crazy. But like for me, it was, if we're playing a cash game, you don't have to turn your hand up. So a lot of the times I wouldn't turn my hand up until the last card fell, because I did feel it every time I like boarded, tabled my hand open before the card, I'd always get fucked. So I'm like, I'll tell them what I have. Like, I'll literally be like, I have this.
Well, okay.
And
I
some people
will
be like,
then.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not
or they
slow.
Think you're full of shit.
Correct.
Until you
so
turn
I'm,
it over.
I'm not slow rolling, because I was like, I have this. I just don't want to turn. It's my thing. I just don't want to turn my hand over until the river falls. That was like my one main
thing. Is that
thing.
Your version of like keeping the double down card face down?
Correct. I just don't want to see it, dude. I want to just find out. You know what I'm saying? Or sure. just sometimes know that like I just win. But like for me too, superstitions are just always funny, because like when you're a kid, you hear of the one like, for a short, minuscule amount of time, if you walk on a crack, you know what I'm saying? Or if you like step on a crack.
Break your
like,
mom's
yeah,
back.
Yeah, break your mom's back and shit like that.
You're a
like,
no crack guy too?
Well, I
crack
wasn't.
Crack free?
Yeah, I mean.
I'd really like, typically, I don't know why, I just subconsciously do it. I don't even really think about it, but I avoid stepping
yeah,
on cracks.
Yeah, trying not to step on them. Yeah, so like I would say do that. The black cat is always, you know what I'm saying? Don't cross paths with a black cat.
Have you ever... And did something bad happen afterwards?
No, I can't say, dude. But there was the one that I like that I've heard the most. And obviously, we're about to get in this because it is a fun topic. But mirror to mirror. So if you have a mirror facing another mirror.
Sure.
It says it's a gateway to for the dead and shit, dude. Like basically like spirits.
That's
and demons
not
and shit.
Fucking true. Yeah. There's at least,
I don't want to find out mirror
there's
to
at
mirror,
least
dude.
1,000 bathrooms on the Las Vegas Strip that have back-to-back mirrors. Did you feel like you were peering into the abyss?
I haven't seen. Where's that bathroom? I don't want
if
that.
If you just touch a mirror and it just goes bloop. like some water on your fingies.
Oh, dude. Like, I think that doesn't that happen in Poltergeist? Like, through the mirror, she like rips her face off. I don't know. Dude, Jesus. It would be
not watching that one.
No, that would be crazy. But the thing is like, you always just do these things because it's just a luck thing. But the thing about luck that is interesting to me is that, like, what is luck when you really think about it? And I do think that people have more luck than others.
Oh,
but like,
yeah.
Why though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is luck? Like, what, why are certain people blessed with this weird non-existing but existing thing? You know?
So I have an example of this, or something that I think is a good example of this. I am not using a name. This is a man. But just like, I don't think they would want me talking about it, but I feel like if I don't name them, that it's okay.
Okay. Perfect.
So basically, this person has dealt with a lot of stressful shit throughout their life. And they persevered through it. And that's included like relationship issues, family issues, kid issues, money issues, health issues, a lot of stuff going on.
Do I know this person?
You have met a couple of times. Yeah. Oh. So, you know, this person, okay. I'll just tell you off camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. You know, but he's a solid guy. I like him.
Okay.
I have a lot of respect for him.
He's still got his head up mentality kind of, even fucking beat up and shit. Okay.
He's the type of person where he's like, I'm going to get through it because
I respect that.
He and I were talking because I know a lot about him. We've known each other for a while. We've had some pretty, because when you're working with somebody, you know, sometimes you become well acquainted, especially in construction when you're partnered up with somebody and, you know, you become a little more familiar with one another. You got to pass the time somehow.
Yeah.
But he has been paying child support his entire adult life.
Oh, damn, dude. Like, since he was 18, like high school?
Correct, yeah. Oh, a long time. So that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
He and I have gone out and gambled a couple of times. And he's even been honest with that. I don't think he's ever degened as hard as I did previously. But, you know, he's sometimes I have tilted and lost extra money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He plays with a fair amount of money, and he wins consistently. Last year, he won deep five figs. You know, and obviously you have to pay taxes and everything. But on top of, you know, having a good career and being pretty stable in general financially, I'm just like, fuck, that would be so wonderful for me. Like, can I just bank like
even 100K? For me, because even for me, like I put like a lot of time in poker, and you know, it is a form of gambling, but people don't really play poker, just to let you know, like, there is a lot of skill involved. People that are better at the game will beat long-term other people.
Yeah, but the luck is always a factor.
And for me, that was always what's so frustrating is, not to sound cocky, but I would feel just as good as a lot of these pros. But every time it came down to that coin flip situation where it would have been potentially life changing for me, I always got fucked. And
I'm
like, and a lot of these guys, the pros, like, yes, are they good? But they fucking run good too. And it's like, I'm tired of them pretending like it's, oh, I'm just better than, no. You are very good at the game, but you're also fucking lucky. Because that shit does matter. No matter how good you are, luck is a factor.
I feel
people
like
have it more than others.
I feel like there's a mentality with that, though, that the second you start talking about it, wow, I'm lucky, I'm hot, I'm good, bop, 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 maybe it just
goes
evaporates. And that's a superstition.
But isn't that crazy? Because it's like, what is luck? It's not something physically that you can grab or get, but it is strange that certain people win the fucking lottery. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy that certain people just randomly kind of get picked by some fucking whatever and just go, you get to get that. You get to get that. You get bad luck.
Simple Google searches and see how that quickly turns into their demise
for lottery. And yeah, which is an interesting show. Yeah, yeah, no, but it is crazy. I guess there's the way to look at that way too, but I just find it very interesting that certain people have more of this unknown thing than others, you know.
I think it happened in like the early 2000s, but there was this garbage man in the UK who won the lottery, and I think it was low, like seven figs. So I think he got millions of dollars. This guy, like, bought a bunch of jewelry, was doing cocaine and having parties and women and buying shit, and he ran through it all. We would have to look that up, but I think
I know who you're talking about.
I think
about.
It was like in a relatively short period of time, like 5 to 10 years, maybe.
Yeah,
even
and then he had
seven.
A job again, right? And
he
was
went back to being a fucking garbage man.
But didn't he say like he wouldn't take it back, like he wouldn't?
Yeah,
he
said he did not regret that shit.
Lived,
stone cold. So, like, he was like, I would do it again.
How do you feel about that? Do you think I feel like you got to make it so you never have to work again, right? Like you could have some fun, but let's not fucking torch it. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm broke again, right? That's
yeah,
crazy, dude.
You definitely need to insulate yourself. I would say like having it happen at this age, even though I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the most responsible person on the planet. I buy thousands of dollars worth of shiny little fucking pieces of cardboard. And who does that? But anyways, you know,
we do, buddy.
I would say if it happened now, like, I don't want a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
I don't need a boat or a plane or there's just a lot of shit that I'm going to skip. I just want to live a nice life. Honestly, not to brag, I enjoy my life as it is right now. There's a few small upgrades I could make, but overall, I would say if I could just comfortably be where I'm at, enjoy life, travel a little bit.
The three things that like really matter to me, and that it's always funny to me because I do say this back at people who are like, oh, money doesn't buy happiness, right? But I'm like, the people that say that have never had money. You know what I'm saying? Because this is my way of thinking. Does it buy happiness? No. But do
you know, there's a bunch of rich motherfuckers who have said that too. There's some billionaire Russian oligarch who's like, money will not solve problem. And you're like, bitch. Give me $100 million dollars right now, and I'll see how I'll show you how many problems I'm gonna solve.
That's my point. Is that see you understand it? Is that it takes so much stress off you, man? Because you have freedom now, financial freedom, everything you paid off. Like for me, do I need to have a fucking plane and all this shit? No. But if you told me, I can have like a sick, nice beach house because that's something I always dreamed of. A sick fucking car, not like a Ferrari, or nothing, but maybe like a sick G wagon or something. And I could do things in my life that I want to do that I love. What? Is everything going to be solved? No, but that sounds pretty fucking good. So I hate these people that are like, money doesn't. Fuck off.
Are you a rapper? You want a G-Weezy?
I do want a G-Wagon. You don't like the
G-Weezy?
I never told you that. I like the G-Wagon.
Yeah, they're cool.
I think they're fucking sick, dude.
It's like a fucking block toy on wheels.
Yeah, I kind of, I've grown to like it in a weird way. I do like them, but.
No, I honestly feel that is a state of mind. And it's good to have that. Because if you are not leveled out up here, money will temporarily solve your problems. You'll pay off all your debt.
Yeah.
You'll buy some nice things you like. You'll have that new car smell and you'll be like, yay, freedom. Yeah. But I feel like you also need to know what makes you happy. Yep. What things you think might make you happy that you don't need to do anymore. And appreciate what you got. Shit.
Yeah.
I do that every day. We're starting out 2026. Positive. Real positive.
Pile. Yeah. You have
it's the year of the horse. We got the Broncos shirt on. We got the horse's hat. We got the Broncos. I'm calling it right now. Nostradamus Kyle going to the Super Bowl. Going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Someone on TikTok, it was funny. They're like, oh, my fellow good man, because he's like also a Broncos fan. He's like, I can't wait them to go to the Super Bowl and win so I can tell my family members that are Giants and Jets fans to eat shit. And I thought that was.
It's our year, baby. Look at all the stats.
Yeah, I thought that was
everything
funny.
Is just a complete copy of Peyton Manning's glorious
run. I'm a Niners fan, so like I want them to go all the way. But Niners, Broncos, that could be a Super Bowl, right? I feel like we're on the opposite.
They can,
right?
Different conferences. That would be pretty sick if it did, dude.
Yeah,
definitely have to do a party for that.
Yeah, Super Bowl parties are fun.
But yeah, we also, I'm not going to name names. We're keeping names private tonight, except for the 13 celebrities I'm about to talk about who have weird superstitions. We might get a cool guest if the Niners can beat the Seahawks this weekend. Now the game will have already happened. And I know if they win, Derek might like put fireworks on the screen and a banner that says Niners win. Or maybe he'll post a picture of him and be like, sweet Derek victory. But that would be pretty cool. So I'm manifesting that. The whole point of what I'm trying to get to is I'm trying to keep things in a positive place. Are there bills and stresses and shit going on? Sure. But I'm like, you know, I'm just appreciating what I have and enjoying doing it and waking up every day. And maybe if I don't feel great, I'm still like, you know what? I'm happy to be alive. Got all 10 fingers and toes, 2 eyes, 2 ears that don't hear very well. Horribly congested sinuses, but we're here.
You are here, buddy.
We're here.
And I'm glad you're here. But no, so just getting back to it, because I thought mine were pretty good. Like, did you have superstitions as a kid? Do you think that, like, Candyman and Bloody Mary, like, fall into superstitions as well?
Like, wow, yeah, you're a mind reader. Okay, yeah,
the things that you say into, like, mirrors and things like that, kind of.
So, you always hear about those things as a kid. Yeah. There's another one.
They were frightening for me when I was a kid. I don't know if it was scary to you, but it did, like, legit. I'm like, that's kind of scary. Like,
the creepy, the old, I think this, like, predates Reddit, or maybe it was early Reddit. They had this stuff called Creepypasta, and people would just go in there and tell scary-ass stories. I
remember Creepypasta.
Some of these people would write fucking novels.
Yeah, some people would write great stories.
Or they would do multiple parters where they'd post them. Yeah, yeah,
that's a great callback, dude. Oh, I fucking forgot about that, dude. Yeah, that was great. That was cool. I like that. But it's a little scary, dude.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people would accompany posts with photos, but a lot of the times, just the story alone would have you going, what the fuck? So, yeah. For the most part, I have experienced some things in my life. We've been over this on the pod. I do think that there's paranormal shit out there or things that just can't be explained.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you like... You're like, you believe aliens exist too and stuff, right? For the most part. I know we like
technically. I mean, I'm on the fence. There would need to be like some tangible.
But that's what's interesting to me is that you kind of believe in paranormal, but you doubt aliens.
I wouldn't say doubt. I would say I'm leaning towards.
So you feel you've had more evidence for paranormal than aliens? That's wild. Oh, yeah. I mean,
unless the aliens are involved with the paranormal, then I check all of the above.
Okay, tell us more.
But I never subscribed to any of those little, you know, Ouija board, any of that shit.
Did you ever do it?
No, because also, I was raised in a Catholic home, and I'm not going to sit there and go, this is the work of the devil. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, not for me.
I would move it and fuck with my friends.
Nah. I'm not trying to change anyone's destiny. Absolutely not. Derek's a menace. Derek's a menace.
And I'd go, oh my God, that's crazy.
It's moving. They'd be like, he's pushing it.
I'm not pushing it, bro. Nah, but I never did that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That stuff is like, it is super interesting from all angles. Do you believe that there was ever a period where like maybe magic existed? And like we just forgot that as like time and things went on? Like, do you believe that like things that were kind of unexplainable back then that were considered a magic could have been real?
Or science.
Yeah.
They could have been
some form of science that we didn't know that existed. All that stuff really interests me. I love that idea, but okay. Yeah.
So anyways, there was this one. I don't know what you would type in the search bar to look this up because I can't remember the name of it.
Give me the test. I'll try.
But essentially, you would do this around between 3 and 4 a.m. You had to set up a dark room. And you would prop up 2 mirrors.
Oh, see? So my mirrors thing, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, that's hilarious. Okay, but also, yeah. I've looked at multiple mirrors. I don't know.
That's funny that you're... Okay.
So... See?
Fucking new.
You go in there. Like, you set an alarm so it wakes you up at the appropriate time so you can be in the room when it's bewitching
this
hour.
This already sounds like and so much work, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This oh, yeah. You got to earn it with this one. So...
okay, so the alarm goes off and you're supposed to go stand in between the mirrors.
No. Well, you basically just position yourself in between them. I don't know whether or not a chair was involved. Maybe you sit in a chair and then you're also supposed to have a spotter. You're supposed to have somebody sitting outside the room to kind of listen in and potentially intervene.
intervene. What if that is real and you just got sucked into a mirror? What's the guy outside of a door gonna do? They're gonna come in and you're fucking gone.
Also,
dude.
Get sucked into the mirror. Oh no, we're both going to a pocket dimension. I have no fucking idea.
That
dude.
Would be insane. What if you saw something too, dude? That'd be frightening. What if like something did pop up and like look at you? What would you do?
So basically,
why did I do this?
The premise of it is because you position the mirror so you can look at the reflection of yourself in two spots.
Yeah, frightening.
Is that you are essentially able to speak with like your higher self, like who is good and righteous, and then like your lower self, so a little angel and demon thing.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
And apparently,
you heard this as a kid? I was like, this seems
young adult.
Oh, okay.
This was premium creepy pasta days type shit.
I never heard of this one.
Yeah, this was like past our childhood.
This is like the Bloody Mary. This would be a great episode for a fucking show, dude. You like look in your mirror and you can talk to like your good and bad self, and then you make decisions based on that.
And you would record that and put that on YouTube.
No,
you'd look like a goddamn lunatic, because I feel like if you are talking to anyone, you're talking to yourself. You're like hallucinating.
But what if there was a way to see that it's inside the mirror someone talking, and you could prove that your mouth was not talking when you were talking?
You're taking it way too deep. So basically, you can kind of sit there and do a little introspective chat
with yourself,
which you should be doing already, not in your head, not
with
acting out multiple parts.
Did you do this?
I thought about it. I had two mirrors, but also I was like, there's that 0.1% chance that Satan claims you.
Yeah.
And how horrible would it be for that to be the end of
my journey?
You're
talking to some kind of demon or something. That's what's really talking to you and shit. Who knows, dude? I would say I am a person that I don't know what I believe. But I also don't want to fuck with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
correct.
I'm like, because if there is the off chance that it's real, I don't want to
open
I'm
the door.
Good,
ooh, Satan.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Like Constantine, dude. Phenomenal movie. I love that movie. Shit like that, dude, where you can see that kind of stuff. I don't know if I'd want to open that door, dude. That would be pretty.
You'd
intense.
Have to go to hell for a little bit. I would do it if you could be a righteous warrior. For God or for good. I know some people are going to be like, boo, for God. But you know what? Fuck it. This is my show, and I'm going to say it for God. You know? And you knew of all of these, like, little spells. You had crazy tattoos. That would be, like, some cool shit.
It's kind of like Dogma. Have you seen the movie Dogma?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great movie. Similar idea. But, no, yeah. I mean, if there was some kind of, if there is some other basis of that, and you can be, like, a warrior of that shit. Because, like, the stuff that interests me is, have you heard of Percy Jackson? It's cheesy as fuck, and it's like a young adult show.
Say it again.
Percy Jackson.
Percy?
Or Percy Jackson?
There we go.
Sorry. Percy Jackson. I'm a little high. Percy Jackson, it's a show on Disney, but there's like books. I find that like the Greek mythology and that stuff is like very interesting
sure.
and stuff
yep.
like that.
So I'm a big fan of a Greek mythology movie.
Yeah.
Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans is cool.
And Clash of the Wrath of the Gods.
So if there was a world of whatever you believe, but then there ends up being that would be pretty fucking crazy. You'd be like, whoa.
Not if you're a human. Fuck. That's terrible. You're just premium cannon fodder for the gods. And
I mean, that's true.
The demigods. And
so besides the crazy mirror thing, what else? Do you have any, like, did you had the Bloody Mary and Candyman thing? It's crazy that we grew up in a time where there was an internet and phones, and that shit still spread like wildfire. Like, people could start, like, a story or a rumor.
Yeah.
And we would hear it as
like
kids.
The ironclad definition of a rumor
yeah.
is the Bloody Mary.
Yeah, thing. But isn't it amazing that, like, nowadays everything is so easily fucking transferable over the internet and shit, but we lived in a time where a story would
Children
literally spread out. Because we didn't even grow up
horrible.
In the same area.
Horrible.
Why are they horrible, dude?
You know, we weren't so good either. Little side story. Uncle Kyle's going to take you on a trip here. Every summer, I would go visit my grandparents in Westminster, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver. They had a lovely home. It was a little corner lot, and behind the house was a
I feel
road.
Like we're listening to an audiobook right now.
Yeah, yeah,
so
lock
in.
You see,
dude,
you see,
yeah.
I spilled a little bit. I will admit that, but for the most part, I'm locked
you're
in
like
on the pour.
Pouring a nice drink.
So we're topping it off.
Yeah, okay.
Also, How cool is this fucking tumbler? Had to buy it.
That is sick. All right, continue on this.
So anyways, I had my little summer buddy. His name was Josh, and we would hang out. He lived a couple houses down from my grandparents.
Oh, okay, cool.
We would hang out. We did all kinds of dumb kid shit. I smoked some of my grandpa's cigarettes. They were horrible. I was a child. And then, you know, we would have water balloon fights and shit during the summer. Yeah. Well, we would make some insanely huge balloons, and there was a blind curve.
Oh, no.
Right by the house.
No.
And I don't know why we thought this was a good idea.
You smoked a car.
Threw a balloon out into the street as the car was coming around the blind curve. It blew up on his windshield, and he...
Fuck.
And we were like, we gotta go. We ran down to his house. My grandma came down. That was like one of a few times where she grabbed me by the fucking ear. And the guy was actually pretty cool, but he was like, you could have got somebody killed.
Me. Oh, so the guy found you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It was right at the fucking corner. He was like, oh, I'm going back to that. Oh, yeah. If you did that to me, I'm coming back to the house. Mama's going to whoop your ass tonight.
That is crazy, though, because there was a thing. I mean, I'm not going to go dude on the, but there were like people would throw rocks for a while off the fucking freeways and shit as kids. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and I mean, a fucking balloon could like break the windshield and or like distract somebody.
But I
and
guess make sometimes them crash. So it's all bad. The rock shit. That, but yeah, come on.
Fuck
that's
you. Well,
I'm proving how kids are worse. They turn water balloons into rocks.
We're just like, it's we're just going to do boulders now. We're going to see if we can commit capital murder on somebody. Just a light work on a Wednesday. Good night.
It's crazy, dude. That's my point. Scary. That's I was proving your point. Why kids today are worse.
Cap a child. I don't trust any of them.
That's crazy. So wait, dude. What if you were in the movie fucking Children of the Corn, dude? You'd just be smoking the kids.
Good night, Timmy. Ba 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 da da. Ba, 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 ba. Putting them to sleep. I saw two children, and they couldn't have been more than like
why are we talking? This
12
is
years old, fist fighting one another. They were girls.
Oh,
fist
shit.
Fighting
oh,
one damn, another today. Okay. And I was like, this is America now. Yeah. Fucking children are just scrapping. Nobody stopped it. Just two kids beating
up.
I almost I pulled the phone out like I should record this, and I was like,
no, don't be one of those. No, you can't fall into
the trap. No, you're not a piece of shit. Yeah. We haven't fallen that far yet.
We haven't.
Okay, so let's get back on track.
Yeah.
So,
wow, that was good.
Oh my god, why did we go on a grandma tangent?
Because of superstitions. We were talking about superstitions, and literally you were trying.
We were on a specific tract there. Okay, we're going to a new segment in the show, kids, because I have lost my way. And this is how we make transitions on the Natural Podcast. Listen, it's been a long week. I did a lot of not hard work at work. I'm literally kind of sitting around right now. I don't give a fuck. I had plans for other things. Here we go, people. This is why you tune into the show that you know and love, because Captain's gotcha. I always have something up my fucking sleeve. No, I know.
We were talking about a specific one, though, and I can't remember either.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I also said I would cap a child, so... Yeah. Bleep that wherever you like. Dude. I feel like I phrased that appropriately to get around the rules.
I don't know if I can leave that in, dude.
We just got monetized.
We did.
Cap a child.
Oh, dude.
So we're talking about superstitions. I feel like celebrities are some of the most superstitious people in the world. Maybe that's how they maintain their luck. Here we go. First person on our list, Taylor Swift. Her lucky number is 13. Taylor Swift is drawn to the number 13, and it's seemingly drawn to her too.
Isn't 13 supposed to be a bad number, though? So she took a bad number and said it's a good number?
Here's some fucking superstition deluxe for you right here. She said, every time I've won an award, I can't do a Taylor Swift. I don't know what this bitch sounds like. Every time I've won an award, I've been seated in either the 13th seat, the 13th row, the 13th section, or row M, which is the 13th letter.
Hold on.
I feel like she makes sure her people put her in the 13th seat, in the 13th row, the 13th section,
Read it as Taylor Swift again. I need your Taylor Swift one more time.
I don't got it.
star. You're like, if I'm the janitor.
Do you have a lucky number? What's your lucky number?
It sure as fuck wouldn't be 13, dude. And I don't think we've ever said this on camera, but you think Taylor Swift is a demon from hell. So
yeah, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is 13 is an odd choice.
13 is
isn't that an unlucky number? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Dude, people don't put 13th floors in hotels.
Yeah,
they don't
true.
And
true.
You know what, though? That shit's dumb as fuck, though, dude. Can we talk about how dumb that is? It's still the 13th floor. We didn't build a building that goes 12, 14 magical barrier in between that isn't a floor. It's the 13th floor. You can name it the 14th floor, but it's still the 13th fucking floor, dude.
Numerically, sure. But also, you can just erase that number. You can just go, bye-bye. I don't like that number. You can just Kim Jong-un that shit right off the board.
Erasing numbers, dude. What are you talking about? Sure you
can. The floor still exists, doesn't it? Does it matter whether it's 13 or 14? It's better if it's 14.
What other numbers are you getting rid of, dude?
I don't know. Taylor is Satan. Moving on.
No, that's scary. No, so I have a lucky number for me. I like 24. What's your lucky number?
Why is it 24? 24 is such an arbitrary number. You're going to need to explain that for me.
It's just for some reason, it's a number that was always like my sports jersey number. It's just a number that always drew to me. I just love the number 24. I don't know why. I can't explain it.
Okay. I would say for me, 4, and it's my birth date. Unoriginal. Sorry, people. Wasn't going to dazzle you with that answer. Moving on. Yeah. Second on our list, Victoria Beckham, crystals. So she says she's a very spiritual person. She travels with her crystals. She called them my crystals. She's got all different colors, and it's just something that she's into. I know a few people who are into the crystals thing.
Yeah.
I think that is similar to the just putting positive vibes out in the universe.
Yeah,
if you believe this is a source of positive energy and it kind of keeps you centered.
Then I think I'm not against that. Yeah. It's kind of like the old school, like rabbit's foot thing. I had one, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, if this is just going to bring me good things and good vibe and good things, then whatever.
Sure.
I'll have it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I understand that. As long as we're not doing evil shit.
Yeah, or if you're speaking that light language or like saying that this crystal's going to give you a tail, like get the fuck out of here.
Dude.
We don't like that. Depends on how far you go with it. I have a little coin. They call it a challenge coin that I usually keep in my pocket at work. That's kind of like my little lucky. If I was in the movie Inception, that would be my, what'd they call it? Totem?
Your totem? Totem? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. So you always have that on you at work?
Usually, sometimes I forget it, but I also go and have to come back home. Like, I'm like, shit, I forgot my thing. Like, I don't always wear my earrings. Sometimes I forget my necklaces.
Have you ever walked under a ladder?
Oh, I knew you were going to bring that shit up too. I think that's on here. Yes. Okay. If you're walking under an A-frame ladder, then you're fucking weird and you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing. But if there's an extension ladder, if you're on a construction site and there's all kinds of shit going on, sometimes you walk under an extended ladder. I don't think twice about it. I'm fine. I'm still here. You know how many fucking ladders I've walked under? I should be dead. If the ladder curse was a heavy one, I'd be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Done it so many times. I don't believe in that shit. Not really the black cat thing either. Like, if one did it, would you lose your shit or would you hold it together or would you be like my life?
I mean, I have a traumatic story with a black cat that I don't necessarily, it's very sad. I don't know if I want to talk about it.
But oh my say, God. So like, if you're going to intro it like that, then please continue.
No, dude, I was just leaving. I was leaving work one night and it was, it's dark.
Stop. Stop. Is this going where I think continue? Jesus Christ.
And I see a cat dart across the road with a bunch of cars.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, fuck no. And it got hit, dude. And
But you didn't hit the cat?
I did not hit it. Okay. I'm still in the parking lot. I'm watching it.
Oh.
Right? I'm watching it, which is already
witness to the crime.
So the cat's like running and then it, you know, falls over. And I'm just like, fuck. And like, I go over to it. I'm thinking, like, is there any way that maybe this cat could be saved? It's you know, bleeding out of its mouth and stuff, and it stops breathing. And I'm like, fuck, dude. And that's just like soul crushing, man. As watching an animal die.
It is.
Is I'm fucking, not gonna laugh I at love that. Animals so much. And it was just so like, fuck. It made me insta sad, dude. It makes me sad thinking about it. So, dude, it's in the parking lot, and we're gonna open. I can't have a dead cat here, especially because families, and it's traumatic for me. I'm not trying to fucking pass trauma on to other people, dude. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I need to get like animal services. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I don't know who to fucking call. I call the 911 thing.
No,
and, but like
you 911 to
no,
dead
no,
cat.
No, sorry, not 911. 411.
Oh, okay,
411. It wasn't the non-emergency line. That's what I was trying to say. The non-emergency line. So it's 411, and they're like, "We'll send an officer. The officer will contact the animal control. They'll clean it up and blah blah blah." So the cop comes. The cop comes, and then the fucking animal services doesn't ever come and says, "Oh, we can't get a hold of anyone. There's no animal services. We gotta clean it up." And so I'm thinking, okay, great. He's gonna do it, and we're gonna be done. This motherfucker proceeds to tell me that he's deadly afraid of cats. What? Wow, what?
This is a policeman.
This is a police officer.
Oh, shit, dude. I would have grabbed the cat and ran him. I would have been like, meow.
Dude, so I'm like, what? And I guess, I mean, Pet Sematary is a scary movie, but I'm just like, buddy, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I am super upset. You could tell I'm upset with this. I don't want to do this. So he hands me some gloves.
Oh, I would have told him, fuck you, I'm going home.
And I should have. But again, I was like, I don't want anyone else to see this. So if I have to do this to make it so that other people don't see this shit, then like I'm doing a good thing.
Derek even though this is sucks doing for his me. Civic duty for
right?
society.
That's how I felt, but I'm like, this fucking sucks. Sure. And there was a little hit of anger because I'm like, you fucking asshole. But I picked it up and it
pussy.
It, yeah.
Pussy.
But it felt like also just picking up like a frail animal that was just like, I was just like, oh man, this fucking sucks. And I laid it in the back of his cop car and then he drove off.
What did he do with it? He's terrified of cats and he drove with it. He didn't want to pick that shit up. He did not want to pick that shit up.
Oh, dude, but it was fucking sad. So yes, that was my traumatic black cat story. So I don't necessarily believe that it's bad luck, but when I saw that, I was like, oh, that fucking sucked. So I try not to think about black cats.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Understandably yeah, so. Dude. I asked for it.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Okay. This is some crazy shit. Heidi Klum.
Wait, real quick. Hot or not hot?
Not after what I'm about to tell you. Bag of baby teeth.
What? Her baby teeth? I hope she's not like going around.
Can I have your children's teeth? No, they're her own, and this is super old because apparently she went on Leno in 1998 and said that she keeps a bag of her own baby teeth with her at all times.
What?
We don't have a tooth fairy in Germany, so I put them in a little bag. Little ones, big ones, those were like wisdom ones. I don't know if it's good luck, it's just a crazy thing that I do. Weird.
I don't like that. That bothers me way more than maybe it should. Or should it bother me that much? That's really bothers me, dude. So you could just be in a room with her. It'd be like sitting right next to me right now, and I just have a bag of my baby teeth on me.
Oh boy, I'd be upset. Why?
That's what
Why
I'm saying,
do you have
dude.
Those?
That's traumatizing.
Doing?
Okay, yeah, she became unhot. Thanks for ruining Heidi Klum for me.
Told you.
Let's move on. How real do you think these are, though, too? Because they could just be making this shit up, do you think?
So, when I was looking this shit up, some of them that I'm not even going to mention were mentioned multiple times.
Oh, okay. And, I mean, you said she was on an interview on a show, so that, like, obviously has proof that she said that. And
yeah,
that.
We could probably look that up.
That's right, a crazy, thing to admit, dude. Not going to hear me say some shit like that on the pod, but also because I don't do weird shit like that, dude. That is crazy.
Derek keeps his baby teeth collection to himself. Okay, next person on the list, Cameron Diaz has an anti-aging necklace.
I mean, she's definitely aging, so it's
pull up a picture of Cameron Diaz right now.
So real quick, let me just say this.
Derek's trying to backpedal.
No, this is real.
Cameron Diaz old. Let's go. Here we go.
Cameron Diaz changed boys into men in The Mask. In The Mask.
Unbelievable, bro.
Unbelievable. But now, you know, whatever. Time catches up. I'm not saying him anything fantastic.
But yeah, she has a really big mouth. I dare anyone to argue with me that Cameron Diaz does not have a giant mouth. It's huge. I mean, I bet she enjoys burgers more than I do. She could probably about saw one in half with
Am I wrong?
I mean, she doesn't look terrible. How old is she now?
I think she's in her 50s, pretty sure.
Not bad.
Yeah, but not
Cameron's
like...
doing way better than me, so my apologies, Cameron.
I mean, honestly, she seems like a really cool person, dude. So I'm not even trying to shit on her. But you're saying you wear an anti-aging necklace. So that's the only reason why I say that. But I will say that people in Hollywood do age differently. And then that's where it comes in that they drink the blood of children. And that's how they're keeping their thing like Tom Cruise. Why does Tom Cruise literally still look like Tom Cruise?
I mean, Tom Cruise is 100% minimum on TRT. Minimum.
And some probably some shit we don't even know that exists, dude. Oh, yeah.
Maybe some kind of baby's blood, you know what I'm saying? But I think overall what it is wellness is promoted in that. I do it anyways. I moisturize. I got these little slimy gel things.
Oh, I saw you wearing those. How are those? I always wanted to kind of weirdly try those. Are they
take care of your face?
Do you feel like that helps? They're good.
My girlfriend is an esthetician. She was like, "Your skin looks really good" the other day, and that made me feel pretty. Like, what a compliment! What a fucking compliment! My skin is looking good. I'm doing all the things. I'm moisturizing, gently washing. I oil the beard.
But I mean, they also pay people with just an insane amount of fucking money to like, that's a part of their brand, right? You are your own brand. So I'd imagine that they always have the best of the best surrounding them to be like, do this workout and this regimen and blah, 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 blah.
So, okay. So this is a fun one. And so basically Jennifer Aniston has a pre-flight ritual where she taps the outside of the plane with her right foot. I don't know if that would make me feel secure, but since we have both admittedly said that we are not flight enjoyers anymore, what's kind of a solution? What are we going to do to enhance our calm when we're on planes?
I'm going to take a lot of Xanax, dude, and just get really fucking
Derek's just going to be in the middle seat drooling, just
just fucking put me to sleep, dude. Give me a horse tranquilizer and just go night night. I don't know, dude. Because for me, it's like every time I'm like, I'm going to distract myself with this, or I'm going to try edibles, or I'm going to try Xanax, which I even tried. I took two pills. I'm still just fucking yacked out of my mind, just fucking at itty bump, just going, I'm going to die. And I don't know why I feel that way. I really don't want to feel that way. Even leading up to a trip, I'm anxious to get on the plane, and I'm like, we're going to be fine. I think about how many planes went from here to New York in the last year. And you're only going on one of them. Think about how many times it made that trip every single day for that entire year.
Derek's
everything
going
was
the
fine.
Statistic route. Yeah. So if we were bawling and we could like PJ, would you just not be like,
nah,
I can't do it?
Because,
really?
Dude, you'd have to do it one time out of experience, but that could be the time. Dude, the rate of private jets and smaller planes that crash is so much higher. So
I'll make
much
sure
higher.
There's
than
some fucking top
flights.
Tier burgers on there for you, buddy. We'll just make a little Derek booth.
Dude, as insane as this feels, I would rather get a sick ass like trailer and drive around. Like if we ever were lucky enough to be able to, like, I know that's like a little bit more like grueling.
Or have a tour bus.
But that's what I'm saying. Like having like some type of sick, I would do
it's
that.
It's less
more.
Expensive for sure.
And I would rather drive, and but I guess some it. Shows yeah. you probably just have to fly, but I just don't like it. I don't know, dude.
I'm manifesting that. That would be sick to tour and have a tour bus.
Yeah.
That shit
just
out
put our face
100%.
On the side of the bus, dude.
Nah, I would have it be stealth or just have it just say the naturals, on the side. Okay. And most people would look at it and go, what the fuck is that? And then we'd have all the little social media.
I mean, that's what we did. And Tom Cruise popped out, dude. I told that story on here. Yeah, you see a freaking slicked out tour bus and you're like, ooh, who's in there? Who's like who's chilling in there, dude? Because I've seen some in like parking lots, and I'm thinking, what if there's some like famous dude in there right now? You know,
no. We're getting sexy in 2026. I've been taking Derek to the fucking gym with me. We're gonna do a liftoff with Molly.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be a big year. We're doing live shows. There's a lot going on, people. Fuck it. At the back end, this is just for me and for you, for the dedicated of you that made it back this far. This is a little personal conversation. We're gonna make some new merch. We're making new merch.
Okay, you're fucking. You're
so we would like your opinion. I think I might go with a shirt that's a color other than black, maybe red, maybe blue. I was also thinking of having like blue shirt and then red logo, and it says The Naturals with our logo. But I think that would be sick. But also, I will say this, in the short term, when we buy merch, I'm essentially just going to sell it to you for what it costs us to get it to you so you can get some merch.
Look at that. I'm just not trying even to profiting. Spread the love. Look at that, dude. It's going to be cheap. You can rock our natural stuff. And also, we should get some for the lady fans out there, too. We
have, absolutely. We're going to get some more like girly shirts. Polls on social media. Yeah, we'll get polls some on cool social media. Check That's the social media. Heavy. We will dial it in. And then I would also say, we're monetized now, so if you look at the bottom of this video, one of the little... I know it's been difficult for people on PC, and I might even post a fucking video on the page to show you how to hit the hype button. But below this video, there should be a little thing that says hype, and a lot of you have done that for the one episode that we've had out so far, which is sick.
Keep doing that. Helps us push us.
Continue to do that. Tell your friends, share, have them hype us up, because I think if we can get on the little leaderboard, then we're going to have some motion. But we got a lot of big plans. It's going to be a great year. And despite all of our superstitions, we're going to fucking do big things
in
2026.
We're not going to carry around a bag of teeth. Later.
We'll see you on the next one. I feel like my baby teeth are still in existence somewhere, and I could find them and carry them around in a bag. We'll see you on the next one.